I'm going to read from the book of Psalms and Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? For there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Did you notice that one line was repeated there? That he's waiting for the Lord with this kind of intensity, more than they that watch for the morning. Well, who are they? Well, I should imagine that those who are upon a bed of sickness or a bed of anxiety, and the night is so long and they cannot sleep, it seems to be an eternity, and they're waiting for the morning. Now, can you imagine an expectancy and a waiting for the morning more enthusiastic than the sick person or the anxious person? Yes, he said there is. For those who really love God and want his company, they wait for the dawn with a greater intensity than anybody else, more than they that watch for the morning. Now, we have a hymn here. The hymn itself is by Joseph Addison, and he's surveying the mercy of God. Maybe he's having a lie down as well. Maybe he's sitting quietly somewhere in the sun. Who can tell? But he's meditating. So he begins like this. I'm going to think about the mercies of God, and he expresses it in poetry. When all thy mercies, O my God, my rising soul surveys. Now, you don't do this as you're rushing somewhere. You're sitting down or you're standing and you're thinking, you're meditating, and you're thinking about the mercy of God. And it's as if your soul was waking up, not that it was asleep exactly, but becoming more conscious of the presence of God. My rising soul is surveying, not just have a look, but taking a long, long span and a gaze upon God. When all thy mercies, O my God, my rising soul surveys. Now, have you surveyed God like that? His perfection, his love, his mercy, his grace, and the kindness in his gospel in sending Jesus into this world, and that we might be forgiven, and that we might be the children of God. And then going on in this verse, he says, transported with a view, I am lost in wonder, love and praise. I wonder how many times that comes into hymns. And you can understand, they're lost in wonder, love and praise because they're gazing at the same God through the eye of faith. Now, do you gaze at him like that? Now, do you want to? And if you want to, well, ask him. Pray and ask him to have mercy upon your soul. And consider Jesus Christ and the cross and the blood of Jesus, and that you can be forgiven and forgiven completely and belong to him. When all thy mercies, O my God, my rising soul surveys, transported with a view, I'm lost in wonder, love and praise. Then he talks about the care of God in this life. Puts it like this, they're without number. There's another hymn that says, has something similar. Count your many blessings, count them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. More or less the same idea. Unnumbered comforts of my soul, thy tender care bestowed. You can almost see a father or a mother here, can't you? Leaning over a loved one and very gently and very carefully giving you a blessing, a word of comfort to your soul, a guiding hand, a touch of mercy in your life. Unnumbered comforts on my soul, thy tender care bestowed. Before my infant heart conceived, from whom those comforts flowed. Before I was ever known, those mercies and comforts were on the way. Now, here's a verse that isn't in every hymn book, and I think it's a very lovely one. It talks about God keeping us through all the dangers of this life. But there are two kinds, and you'll see them in this verse. One is the dangers of toils and death and so on. And the other is vice and sin. Now, notice how he puts it. Through hidden dangers, toils and deaths, all sorts of things in the experiences of our lives. It's now the mercy of God, is the it here, through hidden dangers, toils and snares, that the mercy of God gently cleared my way. But we can thank him for more than that. And through the pleasing snares of vice, when we are tempted to sin and tempted to fail our Lord and tempted to disappoint ourselves as well, and through the pleasing snares of vice, more to be feared than they. More to be feared than what? Well, dangers, toils and deaths. Then the hymn goes on and has a very sensitive verse here. There are times when we are laid aside. You may be, just at this moment, maybe you're laid aside. Maybe you are limited in what you can do and you have to stay in and your hours on your own. You may be limited to a wheelchair or even to a bed, whatever it may be. When worn with sickness, oft hast thou with health renewed my face. That's wonderful, isn't it? When we're absolutely worn out, he's often come to us and restored us. Or a different kind of situation, when we're overwhelmed with our failings, and when in sins and sorrows sunk and in abject misery, and when in sins and sorrows sunk, revive my soul with grace, because we belong to him. And here's a lovely encouraging verse now. 10,000 precious gifts my daily thanks employ, nor is the least a cheerful heart that tastes those gifts with joy. I just love thee, the writer is saying. It's so exciting and so wonderful. 10,000, what a number. The gifts that God gives me, and my cheerful heart receives them, and I taste those gifts with joy. Enjoy God. Delight in him. Not exactly with the joy the world has, because sometimes, and this is a strange thing, you can have a joy in your heart, even though there may be tears in your eyes, because the joy of God never leaves you. But it's not the laughter of the world, it's the lovely joy of God in your heart, deep down in your soul. Then I like this verse particularly. It's a thoughtful one. Through every period of my life, when I was a child, a young man, then middle-aged, and then elderly, through every period of my life, there's something I want to do. Through every period of my life, thy goodness I'll pursue. That's what I want to do all my life, Lord. I want to be like that in every period of my life. And after death, in distant worlds, the glorious theme renew. And then a closing verse. Through all eternity to thee, a joyful song I raise. And here's an amazing couplet. But oh, eternity's too short to utter all thy praise. Well, of course it's not, in a way, because eternity never ends. But what he's saying is, it seems that eternity seems to be, well, it is timeless, it's above time, but there seems to be never enough time to worship God and to praise God and to delight in him. But oh, eternity is too short to utter all thy praise. We pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we can turn to thee with cheerful hearts. Cheerful hearts because we know something of the joy and the kindness of God. We are aware, O Lord, of our sin and how we needed to come to Jesus. But there is a joy also in that, because Jesus, when he died for our sins, endured the cross, despising the shame, for the joy that was set before him, because it was a joy for him to save us and to see us safely home. And there is a reflection of that also in our lives, Lord, that whatever our circumstances may be now, wherever we may be, that we can turn our thoughts towards God and joy can fill our hearts. Not the hysterical joy of the world and the happiness of this world, but the deep joy in the deep things of God, peace of God and serenity of heart and soul. We come to thee, O Lord, and ask thee in thy kindness and in thy love to draw near to us and to touch us, O Lord, to touch us with mercy and grace and love, and that we might know there is a guiding hand and there is a beauty in Jesus that we delight in. Our Heavenly Father, be with us for the hours of this day, and may there be a serenity in our hearts and in our lives as well. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.